And in the state of Texas, 4,000 cases, 70 dead. Yes, since December. That's a great point. Since December, 1 million people have had it. 55,000 people have died. Out of the closed cases, that's a 20% death, 80-20, which is pretty much on par with what Mike was talking about this morning. The active cases in the world, you have 737,703 people have it in a mild condition. 38,000 of those 776,000 are in serious condition. That's 95% of people have a mild condition or don't even know. 5% are in serious condition. In the world, not 38,000 in New York City. Not 38,000 in Los Angeles. Not 38,000 in Austin. 38,780 in the entire world are in serious or critical condition. 5% of the population right now, let me say this in as clear a manner as I can. 5% of the population as of this moment in the entire world are in serious or critical condition. Not 5% in the United States. Not 5% in your state. Not 5% in your town. 5% globally are in serious or critical condition. This is according to worldmeters.info. Perspective, ladies and gentlemen. We need to have this perspective. Because right now you've got Emperor Fauci, who has apparently emerged. He's like a genetic creation of the deep state, to come out and say, we need a nationwide lockdown in the United States. I don't know why we don't have a nationwide lockdown. Because Fauci, 38,000 people in the world are in serious or critical condition. 95% of the people that get this have mild symptoms. And you want to shut everything down because he's got a paycheck and a pension. I'm telling you, anybody now that is advocating for lockdowns or the continued struggle of the economy or just the continued shutdown of the economy, you cannot trust them going forward. I'm talking teachers. Well, not even truckers or grocery store workers, because they're just working. They're not advocating for it, right? Anybody that's receiving a paycheck that's telling you to stay home, you can't trust them. And let's listen to Fauci again on CNN, who loves having him on, talk about why it's so crazy. Why haven't we done this yet? Let's take a listen.
Some states are still not issuing stay-at-home orders. I mean, whether there should be a federally mandated directive for that or not, that I guess that's more of a political question, but just scientifically, doesn't everybody have to be on the same page with this stuff?
Yeah, I think so, Anderson. I don't understand why that's not happening. As you said, you know, the tension between federally mandated versus states' rights to do what they want is something I don't want to get into. But if you look at what's going on in this country, I just don't understand why we're not doing that. We really should be.
I'll tell you why. Out of active and currently infected patients in the world, 38,000 of them are in critical condition. In the USA, who have, of course, journalists can't hold back their ecstasy in reporting that the United States has the most amount of cases. That's because compared to Spain, Italy, Germany, China, who's not reporting the numbers correctly, France, Iran, we have 330 million people. More numbers. I'm not a numbers person, by the way. I got a history degree, so I didn't have to take math in college. But even I'll tell you, 330 million people, 257,373 people have it. Remember, have it does not mean liquid filling your lungs and you're dying on the table with the ventilator, which anybody that goes through that, once again, my heart breaks for you or your family. Okay, I'm doing a decade of the rosary every morning for everybody that's been afflicted with it. Asking God to intervene, and if it is his will to heal them. So don't come at me like I'm some cold-hearted idiot. I'm just the idiot. 330 million people. Less than 300,000 cases, Fauci. That's why we're not doing a nationwide lockdown. You know why we're not doing a nationwide lockdown? Out of those 257,000 cases in the United States, which, by the way, cases does not mean death, just means cases, 4,000 are in Texas out of 25 million people. Yes, the state of New York is suffering. Yes, it is terrible that the people in New York are suffering. It is also true that they have dumb leadership, that Bill de Blasio at the beginning of March, even up to March 10th, told people to go to restaurants, go on the subway, hug a neighbor, lick the floor, do all this other stuff. And Cuomo was too busy with his orange man bad nonsense and making sure that every baby had the opportunity to have itself be butchered by some wacko feminists. Okay? Everybody wants to blame Trump. And yeah, Trump didn't do everything right. But where was Cuomo? Where was de Blasio? Where was Newsom? Which, by the way, LA has actually gotten stuff under control. Give them credit for that. Right? How has LA gotten everything under control, but New York is still a hotspot? Right? We have to ask these questions. We have to talk about these things. Once again, Fauci has been given airtime, and even my local reporters here. Oh, Fauci, he is our leader in this crisis. No, he's not. He is not our leader in this crisis. He is actually the exact opposite of what you want, because he has gone 100% the other way. I don't want any case. I don't want to lift the lockdowns until there are zero cases. Excuse me? I would rather. I can't say that, but it's absolutely nuts that this man is allowed to speak at the podium. That he is allowed this man to push this nonsense. crusadechannel.com/chat. Let me know what you're thinking. If I'm onto something, or if I should just shut up and listen to Fauci, right? Fauci knows what he's doing. He's an MD. He's got the plan. We got to be safe, rather safe than sorry. Stay home, right? Everybody stay home and stay safe, even though you are losing your livelihood, the restaurant that you opened and that you poured your heart and blood and soul into to provide for your family, boarded up in less than a week. Somebody in the chat room is correct. 80% of the country is begging to be locked up. And that's something I've been calling from the beginning. Watch out for the fact that generations of people, doesn't matter if you're boomer, Gen X, millennial, zoomer, there are facets within each. There are demographics. There are groups within each of these generations that are begging to be taken care of by the government. This is their moment.